All right, you asked for it and you got it. I told you it was coming yesterday, especially if you watched the members only post show. Dumb fan mode Brad is here.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Dumb fan mode Brad Law.
Yep. Yes.
My question to you is, what will Auburn's record be in 2026?
12-0.
There.
Regular season record is 12-0. And I'm going to tell you how.
Do you want to go game by game? Do you want to go in the macro? What are we doing here?
We're going game by game. I'm going to tell you how they get it done.
All right. Let's go game by game.
Let me put this disclaimer out first. I did this in 2010, and I was dead on. In 2010, it was more macro. It was like Cam Newton is a specimen, and you've got these weapons at receiver. You have Darvin Adams coming off a 900-yard season. Yeah,
you did it last year, too. So like, let's hold on. Let's hold on.
I also did it in 2012, all right? What I mean by dumb fan mode is, I also did it in 22. I told people all over my church in 2020, some people won't talk to me today because of this.
Some people change churches because of it.
Yeah, but I told them why we're going undefeated in 22, and they're like, okay. And they were right, and I was wrong. So
a lot of Baptists turned Methodists. And
they went from Duncan to Sprinklin just because of bad takes.
Yeah. Dumb fan mode Brad.
And obviously dumb fan mode is tongue in cheek, because it's like this, it's kind of what being a fan is about. You should in July think your team is going to go undefeated. My gosh, why not? Where's the fun in it if you don't think your team's going undefeated in July?
All right, we get it. All right, so let's start things off. Auburn hosts Baylor in Atlanta to start things off September 5th. Break it down.
Never been a hungrier team to take the field than the 2026 Auburn Tigers. They beat Baylor handily last year in Waco. Auburn's better at quarterback this year. Baylor's worse. Auburn's offense, I trust more, even though they were pretty good on offense last year. I think Auburn's a better team and Baylor's not as good as they were last year.
Yeah, I think that's that. Yeah, I'm with you so far.
All right.
Week two, first game at Jordan-Hare Stadium of the Alex Golish era. Southern Miss.
Here's the reason.
We don't have Brett Favre. Do we need to do anything here?
The reason is it's Auburn and it's Southern Miss. All due respect, you win your home opener.
All right. The arguably like the most important game of the year, September 19th. Florida comes to Jordan-Hare Stadium. Break it down.
The magic is back. The Jordan-Hare magic is back.
Yeah.
And again, we know who Auburn's quarterback is. And I read a terrific story yesterday on Byron Brown and just his makeup and kind of how he's developed into the quarterback. And as I
read Nathan's story?
Yeah, Nathan King's
incredible.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well done.
Encourage people to go read that. In fact, I think we should start calling Byron Brown Novocaine. Give it time. It always works. And he wants to go into dental school after football. So I love it. So Novocaine is Auburn's quarterback. And
I don't like that.
You don't like that? You don't like that at all?
As someone who's so pro nickname, I don't like that one.
Really?
I don't know why.
All right.
Feels wrong.
By the way, you know what his favorite time is? Byron Brown's favorite time?
Tell me.
2:30. All right. So don't close the show. Don't close it. We got. No, stop it. We have more games to go. Cut it out.
That's it.
No, it's not it.
Come to the post show.
All right. Auburn beats Florida at home. Quarterback development further down the line for Auburn than it is for Florida.
Yep.
Also like DJ Durkin's defense against this Florida offense. And
look, Florida's consistently saying, like, hey, our roster's better.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I think it's close. Like,
okay.
If you want to say Florida's roster is better from top to bottom, like, all right, that's fine. Quarterback is not.
Yeah.
Quarterback is not. And that's something that we saw on the wrong side of that coin consistently last year. Roster does matter. Mm-hmm. Quarterback also matters tremendously. And if it's close at the roster spot, which I will give Florida a slight edge, and it may not be close at quarterback, depending on what happens, yeah, you take the better quarterback. So I'm with you there. All right.
What did the offense do best at Georgia Tech? I mean, they used Haynes King. They used a quarterback that was a bruising runner up the middle. And like right. They used the middle of the field in the running game really effectively. Well, I kind of like Auburn's size and depth in the middle of the defensive line, and I love Auburn's linebackers and safeties. So I like that matchup. Moving on.
Vanderbilt.
So let me also clarify. These aren't season predictions. This is how does it happen. If this happens, then Auburn goes 12.
We got it.
All right.
We got it.
If Vanderbilt was all Diego Pavia or 75% Diego Pavia, Diego Pavia ain't coming onto that field and suiting up for the Commodores.
Can I say something else, too? Like, yeah. 75% Diego Pavia, 20% Eli Stowers, both are gone.
Yep, that's a great point.
And that guy was so criminally underrated.
Yep, that's a great point.
He was unbelievable.
Third down weapon, first down weapon, just awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Great point. Glad you brought it up.
You're a great point. All right, yeah, freshman quarterback. All right,
okay.
Let's get into the more interesting ones. Auburn heading to Tennessee.
Quarterback questions in Knoxville. Is it a freshman? Is it a redshirt freshman? Is it a true freshman?
Regardless.
Right. First real road test for Auburn. I mean, the Baylor game's a home game and a neutral site. So gonna be probably a night game. Gonna score some points. But again, sound quarterback play. And I think this is a game where the players rally around Alex Golish a little. This game's a little extra special. It's, you know,
especially student versus teacher. Going, right? Especially yeah. Like, oh, we are good. We've gotten two and a half really like proven wins so far.
Yep.
Let's get behind AG.
Exactly. Now, 5-0.
Bye week.
Oh, man. Can you
most fun bye week in the last decade.
At least. Let's think about this for a second. Auburn's 5-0 with a bye week before Georgia.
When was the bye week in 2017?
I don't remember.
Because if it was before we lost those two games, it might have been pretty good then. Let's look.
In 17. Yeah, I do not.
No, because we lost Clemson the second game.
Yeah, Clemson was the second game. The other loss was LSU. And I don't think there was a bye week after that. We went and pantsed Arkansas after that.
And then there was a bye week.
Okay, so we got a little better taste after Arkansas and then had the bye week. Can you imagine being undefeated heading into the Georgia game with a bye week?
Legitimately, I can't.
Okay.
It seems too good to be true. I don't like... I don't know. I legitimately cannot.
Okay.
Imagine it.
Well, for the sake of this, you got to try. So they're undefeated.
I've been trying all offseason.
All right.
Every
special season, there is a road game where you make a statement.
Sure.
And whether it was 2013 at Texas A&M, I would argue 2017 might have been Texas A&M as well. 2010 was early in the year. It was Mississippi State on a Thursday night. 2004 was Knoxville. I know 2013 and 17 weren't undefeated seasons, but the undefeated season, certainly there's a road game where you make a statement. And I think back to the way South Florida almost pulled the upset in Tuscaloosa a few years ago with Byron Brown and Alex Golish. And they just ran the ball up the middle and hit big passing plays. And the defense created turnovers. And this is the game where you stuff the run, you make Mike Bobo throw the ball, and your corners and safeties have a big day. And you get a couple turnovers and short fields. And that's the turning point where you win the game in Athens, you snap the streak, and you announce loudly to the college football world that Auburn is a force this year. Now, let's
hypothetical this just for, I mean, since you are engaged in
it's dumb
fan mode, is that what you're saying?
That's correct. FM? Correct.
If this does happen,
yep.
5-0, bye week, 2 weeks of it just simmering.
Yep.
They go to Athens and win. If that happens, after Auburn beats Georgia, what is Auburn ranked?
8th.
I think it's higher.
because you'll have wins at Tennessee. Like, how many other ranked wins do you have, though? Is Florida ranked? Is Vandy ranked?
No.
But you're 6-0, and you've just beaten Georgia in Athens and Tennessee in Knoxville in back-to-back games.
So the volume would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
From this fan base.
Sure.
And the podcasts. It would be so loud.
Yeah. We may just do a 24/7 live stream all the time.
I would post 8 shows a day.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Because the fans would love it. All right. Now, if you beat Georgia and you come home the next week and you ain't been home since September 28th, and it's August 24th.
Sorry, if you win at Georgia,
yeah,
you look at every other game as like, why not?
Right. Correct. And that's, spoiler, that's kind of the rest of the show. Because can you not beat LSU at home? Is Sam Leavitt healthy? Or are they? You're going to score points on Lane Kiffin's defense. Might give up some points, but you're going to score on them.
And LSU fan found some of my stuff yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
And was like, I don't understand why not taking a quarterback is that big of a deal. And I'm like, did you watch anything about it? Like, we talked about it pretty extensively. Like, what do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean? Did you not watch? Like,
yeah.
What?
Did they not watch?
What? You commented four times, but you didn't.
They don't have to read. They just have to watch.
Yeah.
So you're going to beat LSU.
Yep. Okay.
And then you go to Ole Miss. Here's how you beat Ole Miss in Oxford. What's their identity? Who are they? We know Trinidad Chambliss. We know some of the pieces they have on defense. Like, we know them very well. But Pete Golding's first season as a head coach. I don't know that it matters that he was the head coach for 2 playoff wins. What's their identity at the midpoint of the season? Are they ranked? Are they 3-4? Are they 5-2? Are they like, what are they? I think we have a very clear point. If we're undefeated going into Oxford, Auburn's identity is crystal clear. I'm not convinced Ole Miss's identity will be crystal clear.
Think it's worth mentioning. The books have Auburn's win total at 6.5. They have Ole Miss's at 7.5.
Okay. So one game.
That seems like free money for the over. It seems like free money.
For both?
I'm talking specifically, but specifically for Ole Miss.
Okay.
And whenever that's the case,
mm-hmm.
they typically know something we don't.
Yeah. When it seems like easy money, you go, why is it so low?
It never is. Yeah. That's why the buildings are so big there.
Yep. Agreed. It's an early game, Halloween morning. Then we come back. So you beat Ole Miss. Now you got Arkansas at home. We don't know what Arkansas is going to be. You feel good about that matchup. And by the way, now at this point, you're playing with all kind of momentum. You're just a rolling ball of butcher knives at this point.
Are we number one yet?
No, but you're ranked top 5. Top 5.
Mississippi. You think we're undefeated going to the Iron Bowl? We're not like higher than that?
Yeah, because I think like Ohio State's going to be ranked high. Indiana's going to be ranked high.
You're right.
You got other Texas Tech will be ranked high. Maybe. So, Mississippi State in Starkville, Samford at home.
I do think in this scenario, the narrative starts to shift of, well, who's Auburn beaten? They've got one win against Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
LSU's not what we thought they would be. Sam Leavitt's banged up.
That stuff
Ole
that never
Miss isn't the same without Lane Kiffin.
You're right. All that stuff that never gets talked about when other teams are succeeding, ever. Ever.
It's like y'all spent all offseason talking about how hard our schedule was.
Right. Yeah. No,
what do you mean?
It'll change, and it'll be the in-state people who change the fastest and the loudest. But yes, you're right. But then you go to the Iron Bowl, and forget all the X's and O's. If Auburn is undefeated going into Tuscaloosa, it's not losing. It's not.
Yeah.
I mean, we can get into what's there. Are they going to try to run the ball? No. Who's the quarterback going to be? And does he have more than 2 outstanding receivers? Does he have a big tight end to bail him out? I mean, we can get into all that.
If he wins in Tuscaloosa, the amount of promoting the fact that they've done that Iron Bowl period all year,
yeah,
will be so sweet.
Yeah.
It'll be so sweet.
And the same,
if it's important,
yeah,
make it important.
And the same outhouse media people who were dogging Auburn's schedule, like talking about how they hadn't played anybody going into that game, will start talking about, well, where is he going to go next? Who's going to come get him? Who's going to go hire Alex? Is he going to leave Auburn? Surely he's not going to stay there. Dear God, let's hope he doesn't stay there. Like, that will be the narrative that you start seeing after that first year.
Right.
So that's how they do it. That's how they go 12 in the regular season.
That was electric.
That's not an official prediction. That's dumb fan mode. Here's how it happens.
That was electric. You did well with that.
I don't think it's...
Stop. Stop.
Okay. All right.
Stop.
I'll stop.
You did good. You did good. You know what else is good?
What?
Active wealth management.
You're right.
Fort Stokes.
You're right.
You can get on Fort Stokes' calendar right now. Calendly.com/Fort Stokes. You can talk about, all right, what does it take to, you know, comfortably retire? What does the process look like? Do I have enough saved? How can I maximize what I have to make sure I have an income for the rest of my life? He's the best in the game when it comes to making sure folks are set up with different products that only 1% of agents have access to. We have that at Active Wealth Management. Incredible, like, matching bonuses at the start, as well as, you know, not many people are licensed to, and certified to talk about Social Security. Fort Stokes is. We're also putting together a seminar. We are presenting a seminar at the Opelika Library on the first two Thursdays of August. So August 6th and August 13th. He and I will both be there. Would love to see all of you there. It's free.
Seminar.
It's free. So head over to activewealth.com, or you can email us, Zach@activewealth.com, Ford@activewealth.com.
We'd love to hear from all of y'all. I'm surprised y'all didn't put that behind some kind of paywall. Can't believe you'd. I mean, I'm surprised, frankly.
There's one guy that's super upset, and it's like, there's no way you watch everything. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way you watch like the six shows that the barn puts up every day and the multiple shows that I put up. Like, there's no way. There's not enough time in the day.
Yeah. Or if there is, like, good for you. I also want to say a word to Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika and tell them I'm coming not to beat the heat, but because I have an 05 Honda Civic that, like, won't start. And
is this a true story? Is this why you're a few minutes late?
No, this is different. But I'm gonna have it towed to Precision Tune Auto Care there on Pepperell Parkway in Opelika, because I think they'll tell me how to actually get it started and keep it running. Because I've taken it elsewhere and they've, like, started it a couple of times, but then after about a month, it won't start anymore. It's not the battery. It's not the key. It's not the starter.
Precision Tune Auto Care.
Yep. So yeah. I'm just letting them know.
Like, now, you can't go in there and say beat the heat.
Yeah.
Free AC performance eval.
All that.
Free system pressure test. Free vent temperature analysis.
Yep.
$50 off AC repairs over $300. But they also can do other stuff as well.
All of it.
Obviously.
Yeah. They can do all of it. And so I'm telling them I'm coming. So that's where we're going to be. All right.
Brad's doing one thing. He's coming.
So Auburn again gets ahead of the NIL game.
Yeah.
$6 million in NIL payouts to Auburn student athletes as a part of the package leading up to this Baylor game in Atlanta.
So I think there's a little bit of number fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
With all of these numbers that are just thrown out all over the place, and some are verified and some aren't. And some are speculative and some aren't. But there's reports of the Auburn roster being a little bit north of $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can get $6 million of that on one day,
yep,
one weekend,
yeah, based on one event,
behind that is tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tremendous.
Yeah, it puts you in a spot where it is and I know it was super emotional when the game was announced that it was moved from Jordan-Hare to Atlanta. And I understand that there are people with legitimate concerns. We kind of talked at the time, that's not John Cohen's job. John Cohen's job is to help not downtown merchants and retailers and people who are tied to Auburn financially in that regard.
Right.
But it's to help his coaches be in the best position to win.
You gotta pay players though.
Right. That's the reality.
Yeah. You can not like it. You can say it's gross. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to argue with you.
Right.
But to win, you have to pay the best players.
I'll tell you what, if Auburn Athletics and the city of Auburn combine for some sort of like $8 million NIL, you know, spectacular bonanza.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
It'd be awesome. And you wouldn't have a game moved.
But I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't either.
Like, because $8 million is an unbelievable amount of money.
A lot of money. Yeah. It's a lot of money. So, Aflac and all the other people associated with the game, Chick-fil-A kickoff and all this, they're going to pay, 24 student athletes? And I know because guys from our office went over and like recorded some of the promotional stuff this week you're going to start seeing it and hearing it in various places.
Was that a flex?
I didn't do it. Just some people in our...
Is that a flex by you?
No, not by me.
What are you doing after this? What are you doing after? Why did we have to record earlier today? What are you doing after this?
Because I'm going to go do an interview with Nick Amirati, Coach
Amirati. Is that a flex?
No, you asked.
I think that is.
It's an answer to a question.
I think you flexed via text message to me earlier today.
Well, I just...
It's fine.
I just asked when
I would have done the same thing. I'm just jealous. That's all it is.
Well, why don't you come? Well, you could be a part of it. You could watch it. I don't know if you can be a
part. Hold on. I'm interested.
No, you can come watch it. It'd be great. I don't know if you can be a part of it.
He's got his intro presser today, and I wanted to go, but I have a haircut.
Well, I mean, priorities are priorities.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
We'll have it up on our 24/7 stream, though.
That's true. I'm excited about that. Anyway, just like it was a lot of talk when the game was announced that it was going to be moved. Now that you're starting to see the figures and the numbers and you're going to see the promotional stuff, like you're starting to see some of the real benefits and some of those like aesthetic elements of this deal are going to start playing out over the next few weeks. And I think it's a win. It's a win for Auburn. If you knock out 20% of your NIL, like your football roster budget from one game, it's not a small thing.
Yeah. My understanding, it's not all going to football, but it's still like massive pieces of the pie, like across the board. So,
yeah,
we take it. It's like, would you rather have a game in Atlanta or would you rather have Byron Brown, Fahad Pettiford, and Xavier Atkins this year? Like, which would you rather have?
Those guys and a game in Atlanta, or not those guys and a game at Jordan-Hare?
Like what?
Well, I take those
guys.
Which
would you rather have?
I take those guys in a game in Atlanta.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
Now, sure. This is coming from somebody who doesn't go to a lot of home games because we do the Barncaster and then I go live right after.
Same. I'm paid to be everywhere they are.
Right. It's so like different. My perspective isn't, I'm not a season ticket holder. We talked about it. It doesn't make sense because we can't go because of the work. Like we want to be, but doesn't make sense. So, it is a different perspective, but most Auburn fans don't go to games.
Here's what I'd be curious about.
Yeah.
How did we do with, I'm not trying to drum up the old debate. I mean, the game's going to be in Atlanta. It ain't changing. So how did we do with the soccer friendly here? Our downtown merchants and hotels and all that. How did we do with the soccer friendly? How are we doing with the concert that's going to be here the bye week for football?
Who's
Zach? Isn't it Zach Bryan that's coming here in October. How are we doing with Ella Langley back-to-back nights?
Who is that?
Are we? You know who it is by now. Stop that. Like, there are a lot of added events that I don't know if they bring them in were it not for this big new revenue sharing era of athletics.
Right.
But that's got to offset some of the loss of the game being moved to Atlanta. Some like real numbers, some real business activity that's happened in the last few months or is about to happen with some of the concerts.
Well said.
So,
well said. All right, I think that does it for today's show. Please consider joining and becoming a member. Helps out the channel a ton. You get access to a ton of members-only content. The Village Vice post show. Christian and I are doing drink reviews. That those have been a hit so far. It's been very fun. The thumbnail's hilarious. It, like, these are some of the thumbnails that we've had for them. So
it's not carbonated milk, is it?
It's not carbonated. It's caffeinated, but it's not carbonated.
I don't know about milk out of an aluminum can.
You ever had like a Yoo-Hoo out of a can?
No.
Really?
Really.
You had a Yoo-Hoo out of a bottle? Like, have you had a Yoo-Hoo?
Been a minute. It's been a while.
One of my favorite lines from, it used to be one of my favorite shows. I haven't watched it forever, but The Big Bang Theory. Sheldon's like, I love Yoo-Hoo. The name literally beckons. yeah, no, I grew up, my grandmother always had Yoo-Hoo there. Yeah. I don't know. It's like the only place I ever had it, but it was in a can and it was great.
My grandmother had
it's a similar consistency to that.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I think that's been my hang up is like, if it's in an aluminum can, it's carbonated. And
you ever had like a canned iced coffee?
No.
You got to get out more. My God. You gotta try more stuff.
I prefer my milk in a bottle at lunch in a restaurant.
There it is.
Yeah. It is.
All right.
By the way, membership costs, by the way, less than half what you pay for a Netflix or an Apple TV or Peacock or any of those other places.
Or yeah. Like a third or a fourth of if a group branches out.
Yeah.
And charge us stuff. So we'll leave that up. We'll leave that alone.
There you go. All right. Thanks everybody for being a part of the show. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.